السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the conduct of the fasting person. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, who has made fasting a form of discipline and training for the manners and conduct that is to be acquired by the one who fasts. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, to embody the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And hasten to forgiveness from your Lord and a garden as wide as the heavens and the earth, which has been prepared for the righteous. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O you who believe, it has been narrated that Jabir, the son of Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with them both, is reported to have said, if you fast, then let your hearing fast too. Let your sight fast too, and let your speech fast as well. Leave aside harming people, and let there be peace and tranquility in you on the day that you fast. Do not make the day you fast just as a day you are not fasting in. In this narration from a Sahabi, a prominent companion of the Prophet, we see that there is encouragement for all of us who fast to embody the best of characteristics of what it means to truly fast. So fasting is defined not just in its legalistic definition or its strict understanding of an abstention from food and drink. No, fasting is defined in a broader sense to include the fasting of our tongues, that we speak goodness, the fasting of our limbs, that we act with righteousness and abstain from doing that which is wrong. In total, the fasting person is someone who seeks out the good and abstains from anything that would invalidate the spirit and reward of his fast. This means that someone who's fasting should be in a special state of awareness, a special state of devotion, such that it's discernibly aware that this is a person who's fasting, and that fasting becomes a state that's discernibly aware and different from that or one who is not fasting. So in summary, we could say fasting becomes the very embodiment of goodly character. Fasting in this manner is that which purifies the soul and refines our character further. And we can see how this connects with the meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who have believed, fasting has been prescribed upon you just as it was prescribed upon those who came before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order that you become people of taqwa. Taqwa is the summation of behavior that is for Allah and seeks to leave aside that which is for other than Him. Brothers and sisters, given this understanding, then fasting for us is really a school. It's a chance to reform ourselves. It's a chance to instill within ourselves the values that we would want to instill, that otherwise we may not be able to take and embody at other times of the year. It becomes an intensive course of training. training whereby we learn how to not just fast, but to incorporate all goodly habits that we otherwise would want to incorporate in our lives. First and foremost, this has to involve that which Allah gives priority to. So if we're not good with our prayers, if we're not safeguarding our prayers, then this is the month to ensure we get it right. If we're not regular and we don't have a daily habit of reading the Quran and pondering on its meanings, then this is the month to inculcate that. Not just for Ramadan, but that when Ramadan leaves, those habits don't leave us because we've become someone different to the person who began. If we find that much of what we do lacks a sense of sincerity, then this is the month to pay attention to that heart and to bring about intentions and to make sure our actions are purely and utterly and sincerely for the sake of Allah. If we find that our hearts have grudges and we find we're unable to forgive people, then brothers and sisters, this is the month to forgive. How can we hope for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we can't forgive others? If we find that we are quick to anger, are quick to irritation, then brothers and sisters, this is the month to put that anger out, to be qadhimin al-ghayd, to be those who are able to control that anger, to control that tongue. Brothers and sisters, aside from the month of fasting and the month of good deeds and the month of the Quran, this is a month of patience. It's a month when we learn what it means to be patient. It's a month when we must learn to be conscious of others, to be aware of other people's responsibilities and their rights upon us. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the reward of fasting Himself. In a hadith Qudsi, it's narrated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa siyam." That every act that the son of Adam can do is for him. There is a portion in it for him, except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي. For indeed fasting is for me, says Allah. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And I am the reward for it. What does it mean when Allah says, He is the reward for our fasting? Brothers and sisters, this is the great reward that awaits us. A special door of imminence, a special door of closeness, a special door of love, a special door wherein which we find Allah with us. Allah says, "Huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum," in the Quran. Allah says, He's closer to us than our own selves, Habl al-Wareed. He's closer to us than our own life force. But do we sense that closeness? Brothers and sisters, this is the month for us to strive for that, to strive for a new relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month when we should make sure that we don't turn Ramadan into one of these months whereby we sleep most of the day. And even though we're supposedly fasting, when the time for iftar comes, we eat more food and drink more than we otherwise would consume. That Ramadan becomes a time when we're more heedless than otherwise. For one of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا, eat and drink. But He also says, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا, but be not excessive. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, indeed He does not like those who commit excess. So we should have a modicum of how we eat. We should place priority in what this month is about. It's about taqwa. It's about instilling taqwa. It's not about all these dishes. It's not about enjoying ourselves. It's about taqwa. There are plenty of opportunities, brothers and sisters, in this month to do good. And the barakah of any good that we do will be multiplied therein and will only come back to aid us in the rest of our lives. So let us honor and protect these blessings. And the way to honor and protect these blessings is to use them for what they've been intended for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who make the most of this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who attain its goal, the goal of taqwa, and find at the end of this month this new door of intimacy and closeness to their Lord. I say this and seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.